Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome, 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 welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here on this channel. Our goal is to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor towards, you know, moving towards financial freedom using passive income to do that. And I believe one of the best ways to build passive income is with real estate investing. There is no other asset class that gives you the benefits where that you can buy with other people's money, but at the same time, actually get the tax benefits and the passive income from that asset. So today on the show, I want to talk about the best time-saving investment tip that I think that it actually exists out there. You know, I was thinking about this today quite a bit as I was thinking about, you know, what do you want from your investing? Ultimately, the question you should be asking is, you know, not how much money should I have saved up for retirement, but how much cash flow do I want in retirement? How much money do I want coming in at retirement? Or even before that, how much cash flow do I want now so that I can live my lifestyle? How much of a, you know, how much free time do you want in your life to be able to actually live the life of your dreams? That really should be your goal, right? And so what investing strategies can you put in place to make sure that you get there so that you are maximizing your time on this earth? We only have a short amount of time here. And certainly we've seen during the pandemic, like governments can swoop in and lock you down for a couple of years and take away freedoms. So what can you do with the time that you have available to live your life? A lot of people rethought their lives during the pandemic, right? A lot of people said, why am I working at this 2-hour drive to this job? What am I doing with myself? And there was, of course, a great exit with people quitting their jobs to create more time in their lives. So you already know that real estate investing is the number one way to build wealth. And if you don't know that, then that's what I say here on the show all the time. But it's hard to know how to get started, especially if you don't already live in one of America's strongest rental markets. You know, if you're not already living in West Texas or some of these areas that are growing tremendously, that are some of the best landlord-friendly rental markets in the country. What happens if you don't live there? How can you take advantage of these markets? Buying rental properties can be overwhelming and it can be incredibly time intensive, right? Because you're doing research on markets, you're looking at all sorts of different areas to hire property management companies, you're thinking about setting up your LLC, your self-directed IRA. How do you do all of that? And so on today's show, we're going to be talking about how to take back control of your most valuable resource, time. You do not get it back. There was a book I read a number of years ago, The 4-Hour Workweek. I'm sure many of you probably read this by Tim Ferriss. But there was one particular passage that really stood out to me in this book. Forget all of the outsourcing your stuff to overseas virtual employees in the Philippines. Okay, forget all of that. But one thing really stood out to me was a story that he tells about a gentleman he met, and this guy was in his like 60s and he was now entering retirement. His dream was like to travel and he wanted to be able to play tennis. And that was his dream. You know, that was what he was going to do in retirement. Well, then he reaches that retirement age and now his knees don't work anymore and he can't play tennis. And he can't really travel because he's just kind of he's incapable of doing that. His body is just not keeping up with him anymore. And so now he finally works his whole life to get to this point, and now he can't do it. Now he can't enjoy the life that he thought he worked 40 years to get, right? Which is ridiculous. And then so Tim Ferriss in the 4-Hour Workweek lays out this idea. Well, what if you could live that life now, right? What if you could create enough space in your life today to live the life that you want instead of waiting till you're 65 to retire and live on a pile of cash, which is what the government wants you to do, right? But what if we can break that paradigm? And that's what I want to talk about today. So we're going to talk about, we're going to discuss how this ties into retirement planning, the whole piece today, and how to get the most bang for your buck without sacrificing your time if you want to be an investor. So on the surface, you might think that investing is just about money, right? I've got some money, I'm going to put it into something and it's going to grow. But I think if you dive into your why for investing, your WHY, you know, like what do you want from this? Then you're going to realize that your true motivation comes down to time. It's not about, you know, this amount of money in and this amount of money out. It's really about reclaiming your time. And most people don't even factor that in when they begin investing. They think of just having a pile of cash at the end of a rainbow, and they forget that they're wasting years of their life either working for somebody else or investing in some ridiculous retirement vehicle like a 401k, and they're giving up all of those years. And by the way, if you look at the math doesn't even actually work. At the end of your life, that retirement vehicle is going to be taxed heavily and is not going to be enough to sustain you for the rest of your life or to be able to even build legacy wealth to hand down to your family. The math just doesn't work. It's a scam, quite honestly. So most of the time, your true motivation is likely freedom, but most people don't even think about it. Whether that's, you know, the freedom in your life to travel, maybe it's to spend more time with your family. Maybe it's to open up, you know, a little shop that you want on your side, like as your side hustle, something you've always dreamed of. You know, like this afternoon, I was like, man, I would love to own a little coffee shop, you know. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to spend my days in a coffee shop, but I would love to be able to go to a place that has amazing coffee, freshly roasted beans, just be able to sit with like an open patio thing with some nice music on and just sit down and read a book with some comfy chairs, you know, because there's nothing right like next to my house like that. So, you know, maybe I would do that. And that's, you know, I'm not going to do it, but it's just like these ideas. And like, what if you wanted to do something like that? You know, you just build these visions and you can execute on them with that extra time in your life. There's a whole lot of things actually that I've been wanting to do. There's a guy literally that flies over my house with a paramotor. Have you ever seen these paramotors? They have a big fan on the back and they're a parachute. And you can either sit or sort of like get set up as like a hang glider situation. He sits in this like little go-kart and he flies all over the mountains. And I'm like, my God, that's beautiful. I would love to learn how to paramotor and spend some time doing that. Well, why do I have to wait till I'm 70 or 65 to do that? I want to do it now. My wife asked me the other day, she said, you want to do some surf lessons with me I'm signing up for that because she wants to get better at that. And she's a little scared of the open water. And I said, yeah, I love surfing. Heck yeah, let's do it. So we're going to do that because we can. We've carved out that time thanks to passive income and we're going to do that. I work hard and I love my job. I love teaching people how to build financial freedom. But I also have carved out time in my calendar every week for free time to just sit and think, to read books, to spend time with my family, and to expand. You know, we only have one chance at this, right? We're only here for a short amount of time on this earth. What do you want to do with it? Do you want to work for somebody else for that amount of time? Is that your goal? And so, you know, you want to spend more time with your family. We all want more time. So time is really the most valuable asset we have. It's not money. It is absolutely not money. And once you can figure out how to stop trading your hours for dollars, that's true freedom. You know, we're taught in school and in high school to get a job and trade your hours every day for a paycheck. Then to take that paycheck and put it into a crappy retirement vehicle like a 401k and then work for 40 years. So at the end of that rainbow, I get that pile of cash, which is the average 401k at retirement. It fluctuates, but it's about $90,000. You mean to tell me that I'm going to be able to live on $90,000 for the rest of my life after retirement, after it's now taxed as well because I'm putting it in pre-tax dollars? Absolutely not. The math doesn't add up. It absolutely doesn't. So if you really want to get the ball rolling on building your portfolio without spending hours upon hours working, the best thing for you to do is to team up with a company that has front-loaded some of that work for you, that's done the groundwork, that's done the investigation of the markets, it has found the property management teams, has already identified the financing component so that you can work with financing and keep more of your own money in your pocket. Let the bank fund your investments. I had a meeting earlier this week with one of our finance teams, and we were talking about that, said, you know, our goal is to really make sure that everything is in-house so that other people don't have to do the work. We've done all the work for years to build up this well-oiled machine. We don't want people to have to like hunt for this, find a HELOC over here, then hunt over here for this piece of financing. And then, well, how do we put this together for a closing on a property? No, all of it needs to be in-house, one place, right? So you don't have to go out and hunt for it all. And that's the beauty of this model. So I don't believe that any investing experience can be 100% passive. This is very important to say. There are a lot of tasks that you can outsource in this process. For example, our team at Morris Invest does all the heavy lifting. Okay, we do all the heavy lifting of market research. We do all the heavy lifting of finding the lenders, making sure that we work with over 100 different lenders for our new construction rental properties at Morris Invest, screening property management companies that work with us. Okay, the property management companies that work with us have to have been in business for at least 5 years. We vet them stringently. We want to know how they vet their tenants, what sort of communication strategy they have when communicating with tenants and landlords, what sort of software do they use, what kind of criminal background checks do they do on tenants, how do they handle tenant turnovers. All of those things we're vetting of property management teams before you ever enter the picture. So we're doing a lot of that heavy lifting. We're also then making sure that demographic data is in your favor. So we're looking at, okay, are jobs growing in this market? Are jobs leaving, right? That's an area, that's why we wouldn't build a property in that town, right? Is crime going up or going down? Where are the best school districts? All of those things we are taking into account before we ever set foot into a rental market. So we kind of take all of that off of your plate, and you know that's what our company does. But if you're not trying to, not trying to create a second job for yourself, it's really in your best interest to outsource a huge piece of this. This is why financial advisors will never talk about real estate investing, right? Because for financial advisors, they make money off of your money. Because you call them up, you're like, hey, financial advisor John, where do I put my money? And they're going to make money off of the investment funds that they pick for you. Okay. Very often, they're not even invested in those funds themselves. Almost always, they're not. They're making money off of your money. It's all hidden in the fees that it's all hidden, by the way. And they won't tell you about real estate investing because there's no middleman in real estate investing, right? You are buying a property. And even when you work with us, you own the property 100%. So you own the property 100% and it's cash flowing. And it's your property to do whatever you want with it. You can buy it inside your self-directed IRA. You can buy it outside of that. So it's cash flow coming directly to you, or it goes into your retirement vehicle that you've structured. However you want, then you could sell it if you wanted to in a few years, right? It's totally up to you and it's totally in your hands. There's no financial advisor in the middle of it making money off of you. And so it really is in your best interest to outsource a huge piece of this. And again, the difference here is that what a financial advisor is going to do is going to be making money off of it. And with real estate investing, if you do it correctly, like if you work with us or somebody else, or you're shopping around and you're kind of doing this piecemeal yourself, you're not going to be paying a financial advisor to do this. You're not going to be paying 10% or something like that. You're going to be just buying the property in a great cash flowing market that's going to provide you a fantastic internal rate of return. But it's all in an effort to free up your time, okay? So now while we can do a lot of that heavy lifting for you, there are still things you're gonna have to deal with yourself, right? You're gonna file your taxes, You're going to want to make sure that you're monitoring your property's development over the course of a month to a year. You're going to see the cash flow, keep your records. Maybe you have a Dropbox set up or a Google Drive or your spreadsheets. You're going to be tracking your rental income. You're going to be moving towards your financial freedom goal. So all of this stuff, while yes, the investment itself is technically passive, you still have to nurture your portfolio. You still have to be involved in the process. It's not like Ron Popeil, like put a chicken in the thing and set it and forget it. You have to be involved actively in your retirement and actively in your cash flow. And I hate to even say retirement because we're trying to create more space and freedom in our life now, regardless of where you are in your life cycle and where you are in your working life cycle. So we just want to create more space and time now. And when you're talking about the long-term game of building wealth, we've got to think about retirement. The absolute worst position to be in right now is holding cash. Okay. Now, I know that we're seeing interest rates going up. I know that we're seeing what's happening in the stock market and crypto. But cash, the absolute thing, you know, in the stock market or any liquid asset, cash, stock market, liquid asset, with inflation, you're going to be in a hole. Okay. Bottom line. So if you're sitting in American US dollars right now, yes, the dollar is doing better than it's done in a while. However, inflation continues to eat away at the value of that dollar if you're holding it in your savings account. Remember, it's something that Robert Kiyosaki always talks about, but savers are losers. So having a pile of cash is losing value every day that you have it in there. Sure, it might not be 7% inflation, but it might be 4% inflation or 3% inflation if they get things back under control, maybe 2% inflation. Nevertheless, it's still 2% inflation and it's still losing value, right? This is why buying a Happy Meal at McDonald's, what it cost in the 1980s and what it costs now are two different things, but the size of the Happy Meal is virtually the same. Might have actually even gotten smaller now. Fewer French fries now, but you're paying like four times as much for it now. There's no difference. So again, liquid assets, stock market, with inflation, you're going to be in the hole about 8 to 10% right now if you're sitting in cash. Liquid assets are exposing you to inflation. But what you want to have is protection from inflation. And this afternoon, if you're watching this live in a few hours, we're going to hear from Jerome Powell for a second time, where he's expected to raise additional interest rates. We could see it. It could be a 25% basis point. It could be a 50% basis point increase in inflation, the interest rate numbers. If that interest rate goes up 50 basis points, remember what happened last time we saw that? Wrecked the market. Destroyed the market, and crypto went along with it. Stock market crushed, crypto crushed. Huge sell-off. So if we have a second basis point increase of 50% or 50 point basis point increase on the interest rates today from Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve, what that means is, and we have two consistent quarters of this, that is a recession, guys. We are absolutely in a recession. And many people are calling it a forced recession. Forced, like they're literally forcing this upon you right now. They have control of it. Wall Street's gonna do fine and you're gonna get screwed. A forced recession. All in their hands right now as they increase increase interest rates. All because, you know, these Wall Street crooks in 2008, 2009 never got prosecuted, never had to deal with the fallout from their greediness, right? And instead, you, the taxpayer, bailed these guys out. Nobody was prosecuted. Nobody went to prison. But they did in Iceland, by the way. They rebuilt their whole government afterwards, sent people to prison, said never again. We didn't in the United States. That's how we roll. We take care of our bankers. We don't take care of you. So you need to protect yourself. If you are investing in the stock market right now, consider diversifying into real estate. So let me just put up some numbers here that I can mention. So 2022 year-to-date stock market stats. The Dow Jones is down 6% year-to-date. S&P is down 10% year-to-date. NASDAQ is down 17% year to date. Even Bitcoin, other cryptocurrencies, seeing major plunges in value. I mean, Bitcoin is hovering around 30,000 right now, down from its all-time high, close to 70,000. 30,000. Ethereum down. All of the Cardano down. All of the major cryptocurrencies are down. Luna. Don't even get me started on what happened with Luna last week. Luna destroyed, collapsed, total collapse. A lot of people lost a boatload of money if they were invested in Luna, Terra Luna. So again, consider diversifying into real estate investing. There are multiple ways to do this, including investing in an IRA, an individual retirement account, a self-directed IRA. We believe that the real estate is an essential piece of your retirement. Our team actually can help you set up a self-directed IRA in about 10 minutes. We're so good at it. That's what we do. And the numbers simply don't lie when you actually study owning real estate as a hedge against inflation and as a tax haven versus the inflationary numbers and what the stock market has done. With a new construction rental property that we do at Morris Invest, you can expect, and I'll even put up here on our screen here. Let's see, where is that? Yeah, here's just a look at our website. If you go to morrisinvest.com, you can see some of our new construction properties right here on the screen. With a new construction rental property, you can expect a minimum internal rate of return of 18%. Internal rate of return of 18%. So if you're looking to make a profitable investment, have a safeguard against inflation without studying and researching for hours, just come on over to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com. We'll chat about your goals and determine how real estate investing can fit into your retirement plan. And it's very easy when you come to the front page of our website. Just click on the book a call button. It's free. And pick a little calendar will pop up and pick your 30-minute time slot that works for you. And we will give you a call at that time. Just be sure to please, please, please put in your correct phone number and please put in your correct email address. That way we can call you at that time. So that, my friends, is how you save time, attention, and energy by investing in real estate right now. Instead, or you could devote all of your time to sitting there trying to figure out cryptocurrency or sitting there trying to figure out the stock market or putting your money inside of some sort of with a financial advisor and just turn the keys to the kingdom over to that person and where they have all sort of hidden fees that they're going to be charging you. And you're really not in control of your retirement when you're doing it that way. To me, the number one way to build wealth is with real estate, bottom line. So please make sure you're subscribed to the channel and leave us a comment below so we can interact with you. We'll read all of our comments and we try to always stay interactive with our audience. So thank you guys so much.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.